Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions to your little heart's content on any topic under the small business sun. And you can do it in 5 seconds. We got something there in 5 seconds you can do, or even or longer. 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. Check it out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find Judith Glazer's body of work that she deposited with us over the years, her wisdom and her research. And all the perspectives that she's given us, she has a suite of work there that we make available to you. So check that out, too. Judith, thanks for being here. And your website is creatingwe.com?
Yep.
All right. So they can find all your books there, too, can't they?
They sure can. Absolutely.
Now, you're in the process of exporting your programs, your thinking, your approaches to the way people treat each other and deal with each other to China and other places, aren't you?
It's really exciting. We got a call to join a what you call your brain trust,
yep.
A brain trust in China, and they paid for a bunch of us to go over and meet colleagues in China to talk about building a company around my work. And it's absolutely fascinating. This will be part of connected. It's called the Delta Institute. It's connected to Tsinghua University. That's one of the projects we're doing, and 14 of us will come together and build programs for China. It's such a growing market. Talent management there is exploding.
Now, when we were together face-to-face at dinner in December in New York City, you had just gotten back from China, and so that project is moving along then.
Well, what we have is two projects there now. One is we're actually going to bring Benchmark Communications, my company, to China. I'll have a Chinese partner who will be translating. What we found out is that both DNA and Creating We are already translated into Chinese, which I didn't know that both were. And now we have all these other books. We have Gregory Goose, which is The Leadership Secret of Gregory Goose. I have an animated film that people can get on my website. I have books now in that area. And the new book on trust will all be translated into Chinese, which is fabulous. Fabulous. We're actually thinking about doing some TV shows around the subject.
How will you protect your property over there? How will you prevent the Chinese from ripping you off?
Well, what we learned is that, as you know, that you walk into China, down the streets in China, and somebody says, "Hey, you want to buy this this Ferragamo pocketbook, and it's really great, and I'll give it to you cheap," and then you find out that it was plastic.
Right.
You know, so they have the ability to rip everything off, and so it's been historically the case. You bring something in, and if they change it, like they've changed the steps that you use in your process, they'll tell you, "Well, that's not yours anymore. We just changed the steps now."
Right. So you're not naive about what goes on over there. So how are you going to protect yourself?
We are creeping in very slowly. I have lawyers that I'm trying to locate the best that I can here in the U.S.
Right.
And they have lawyers there too, because we want this to succeed. There's a lot of money for all of us to make if we do a good job in creating products and services for customers in China. There's such a need.
Well, see, this is the concept you just gave us, Judith,
yep,
which is very important that Americans understand. Americans understand that a free market economy isn't a zero-sum game.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something and I have something, we put it together, we can actually make 1 + 1 = 4 instead of me taking my one and stealing it from you and me having two. We can each have 4. We can each have, you know, more than we started out with by doing it together. We understand that in America. Did the Chinese understand that? That's the question.
Well, this is what I'm doing. I'm putting on the table this concept of co-creating, which is that it's not just what I bring and you bring, but it's when we bring together our intelligence and our wisdom, and we start really talking about the needs of our clients in China, what can we create that's bigger and different that nobody's ever seen before? So it changes the game. So copying, it's not just copying what I have. It's creating something that I don't have yet.
You know what what I'm excited about, Judith, and this whole thing that you're working on? I can't wait for 2 or 3 years from now. I don't want to wish our lives away, but I'm looking forward to 2 or 3 years from now. After your experience in China, after you're fully fully indoctrinated, fully understand the Eastern concept of ethics, which is not the same as ours. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's worse. I'm just saying it's different. Mm-hmm. But when you see that, and how when you apply your approach to trust, your approach to all the things that you do, and it's going to be interesting to me to see how it works out, because what you're doing, Judith, you're creating a little bit of a petri dish of ethics here. What do you think?
Well, I have my little experiment going, my culture dish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's true. And I will step back, and because we're talking about trust, we put trust on the table. And I say, I want to trust you, and you want to trust me. So we really need to talk out, when we talk about partnership, what does that mean? When we talk about incorporating, what does that mean? I call double-clicking.
Yeah.
Double-clicking on words that we use so that I don't bring my U.S. interpretation in, American interpretation, and they have theirs, and they're not even connected. We're using the same words.
Do me a favor and report it back to me, but do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
When you talk about trust, or when you think about trust with the Chinese, ask mm-hmm. them what that means to them. Ask them mm-hmm. what that term means to them,
yep.
that word.
I'd like to know
what they think. Hey, Judith, congratulations on the great success. I'm not the least bit surprised. I felt that you were destined for greatness when we first met you. Thanks for being here on the show, and good luck, and we'll look forward to next time already.
Thanks. I can't wait.
Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen. That's creatingwe.com, by the way, folks. Go there and check it out. You're going to want to keep up with her. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.